This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has met with more European leaders who've attended a high-level economic and trade forum between China and Central and Eastern European countries. In a meeting with Albanian Prime Minister Edi Rama, Li Keqiang says China and Albania have an opportunity to expand cooperation in financing, mining, and agriculture. He's also calling on the Albanian side to make Chinese investment and tourism to the Southeastern European country more convenient. For his part, Edi Rama says Albania is willing to streamline the visa access for Chinese travelers. Li Keqiang also meeting with officials from Croatia and Bosnia-Herzegovina to discuss further cooperation. Workers have started to backfill an illegally dug basement in central Beijing. Some 700 square meters of basement is being filled in at a cost to the owner of some 1 million yuan. The property owner dug the hole to accommodate an underground parking structure he was planning to set up in the crowded Hutong areas of Beilugusheng near the North Second Ring Road. The illegal basement is the latest in a series of underground projects being built illegally in Beijing. Earlier this year, an 18-meter-deep basement dug under a courtyard in an area near where the current basement is being filled in collapsed, causing a nearby road and buildings to collapse. Following that incident, authorities in Beijing have begun using radar to detect unauthorized basements throughout the city. A Chinese company has won the rights to operate two major hydroelectric operations in Brazil. The China Three Gorges Corporation has won the rights to operate the two largest power plants the Brazilian government is moving to privatize. Brazilian government has auctioned off 29 hydroelectric power plants whose concession contracts were about to expire. The Three Gorges Corporation is paying $3.7 billion to take over the operations. The sale of the hydroelectric plants in Brazil is part of the Brazilian government's broader plans to lower the public deficit by year's end amid the current economic downturn in that country. A helicopter crash in Russia has left at least 15 people dead. Helicopter with 25 people on board went down in a remote region inside the Arctic Circle in the central Krasnoyarsk region of Russia. The 10 survivors have been hospitalized with unspecified injuries. Helicopter went down next to a riverbank just after taking off from a regional airport. It's believed the helicopter was transporting workers to an oil field when it went down. So far, it's not clear what caused the helicopter to crash. South Korea and North Korea are holding working-level talks this Thursday to discuss the timing, venue, and agenda for a new round of intergovernmental talks. Two sides agreed in late August to hold a ministerial-level talk in either Seoul or Pyongyang after an exchange of fire in a border skirmish. However, no meeting has materialized as of yet. Tensions between North and South Korea flared up in August after a landmine explosion along the South Korean side of the demilitarized zone injured two South Korean soldiers, prompting the South to shell targets in the North in retaliation. The last ministerial-level talks between the two Koreas were held in 2007. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has taken time to mark the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. UN Chief says ending gender-specific violence has been a top priority for the United Nations, says this year he is especially concerned about the impact of violent extremism on women and girls. This year, the UN launched a program called 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence, which will last until Human Rights Day on December the 10th. The UN estimates 1 in 3 women around the world have experienced either physical or sexual violence at the hands of their partner or a stranger. U.S. President Barack Obama has pardoned the national turkey. In the 68-year-old tradition to celebrate Thanksgiving, he declared freedom of a turkey named Ab. The pardoning of a turkey is supposed to symbolize that it also has the right to life. Turkeys are traditionally eaten on Thanksgiving Day, the last Thursday in November in the U.S., held as a festival to express gratitude for the blessings of the harvest and the year that has passed. The first Thanksgiving celebrated by the pilgrims after their first harvest in the United States in 1621. American Airlines has announced that it's going to stop accepting payment for its flights in the Argentine currency. U.S. Airlines says it decided to make the move because of the currency controls in Argentina that make it hard to convert the Argentine peso into U.S. dollars. Foreign businesses operating in Argentina have long complained that they can't send their profits home due to protectionist controls enacted by outgoing President Cristina Fernandez. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.